In Honduras today, the man who was president until just a few weeks ago will now face a federal judge. The United States has asked that former president Juan Orlando Hernandez be extradited to stand trial on drug trafficking and weapons charges. It's quite the fall from grace for the longtime ally of the U.S., NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
As the man who ran the country for the past 8 years was escorted out of his home, police officers lowered a bulletproof vest over his head, all broadcast on live TV.
Ha salido de su casa enchachado de manos y pies al estilo propio de los delincuentes de talla internacional.
With chains slapped on his wrists and ankles in the style of an international criminal, announced this TV anchor. Honduran Security Minister Ramon Savillon told reporters in a raucous press conference that the arrest went off without incident. It was a success, an historic event, he said. Savillon had actually been fired by Hernandez in 2014 after making some high-profile arrests of drug traffickers as head of the National Police. Savillon said Hernandez conspired with cartels, causing great social harm to Honduras and its justice system. A U.S. Department of Justice official told NPR there was no comment regarding the case at this time. However, evidence had been mounting in recent years about Hernandez's involvement with international traffickers in U.S. federal court proceedings, including last year's case against his brother, Tony Hernandez. The former president was described as a co-conspirator. Tony Hernandez was sentenced to life in a U.S. prison. Ex-President Hernandez has long said he's innocent and testimony against him was coerced by prosecutors. Last night in the Honduran capital, drivers honked horns, revelers waved Honduran flags, and some held up pictures of the chained Hernandez with the words, "Thanks, USA, and this is what we dreamed of." Reporter Paulo Serrato interviewed several demonstrators for NPR. This is a happy day, says 38-year-old teacher Gilberto Sanabria. But he says seeing that man chained is just a reminder of all the poverty and corruption he brought to our country. Hernandez's nearly decade-long tenure was marked by dramatic lawlessness, high homicide rates, and record migration out of the country. Eric Olson of the Seattle International Foundation says corruption in Honduras didn't start with Hernandez.
But the point is that it became much more acute, much more ingrained, much more systemic. And that means a recovery from that will take probably decades.
And Olson says successive U.S. administrations dating back to President Obama long misjudged Hernandez. Harsher critics accuse the U.S. of turning a blind eye to Hernandez's corruption in exchange for stability and his help stopping Central American migration, a major priority during the Trump administration. Back on the street, 45-year-old truck driver Wilmer Serrano says he's thankful the U.S. stepped in now.
Y pues lastimosamente tuvo que venir otro país a ayudarnos a sacar a este narcotraficante.
It's too bad that another country had to come in to take out this narco trafficker, he says. But he adds Hernandez left this country in shambles, and there was no other way. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.